Minutes, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I too welcome the high-level delegation and would like to congratulate the State Party with such an eminent member of the committee and dear friend, Ms. Bananarana. My questions concern Article 6. The committee notes, as Your Excellency said this morning, that the State Party has ratified the Palermo Protocol in 2020. The committee also takes note that the State Party is in the process of amending the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act of 2006 for necessary reforms in line with the Palermo Protocol. So my questions would be, could the State Party elaborate on this process and inform the committee when full compliance with the Palermo Protocol can be expected? And will the State Party also consider removing a provision that allows the judiciary to fine victims who are often traumatized, that if they fail to appear in court in line with the previous recommendation? The legal definition in the Trafficking Act, Article 15, conflates trafficking with sex workers, significantly impeding their rights. The data the State Party has given on prosecuted perpetrators of trafficking show that this article is largely used. Is the State Party planning to change this when revising the Act, as this affects women disproportionately? Despite the 2013 Supreme Court's fast-track directive, district courts fail to handle cases within an acceptable time frame. In particular, sentences under the 2017 Labour Act, the 2002 Bonded Labour Act, and the 2000 Child Labour Act remain inadequate. What steps are being taken to implement the 2013 Supreme Court's fast-track directive for trafficking cases to make sure cases are dealt with within an acceptable time frame? Moving a provision that allows women that allows the judiciary to fine victims if they fail to appear in court in line with the previous recommendations. The committee notes that the MOWCSC has recently prepared a draft on national policy as well as a national plan of action. Can the State Party elaborate on that policy concerning all three P's, prosecution, protection and prevention? Can the State Party explain why the SOPs for victim identification and referral services are still not finalized and tell the committee when this is foreseeable? Will victim compensation be part of this new policy? The committee notes with concern that the government continues to impose restrictive age bans for women under 24 seeking foreign employment, particularly in domestic work, which pushes women into irregular patterns of migration and exposes them to a higher risk of becoming victims of trafficking. Is the State Party planning on lifting these bans, as was recommended in the last concluding observations of the committee? Women migrant workers pay very high recruitment costs for forcing them to take on loans that further add on to their economic vulnerability, which puts them at risk. The committee notes that the State Party has signed many bilateral labor agreements with potential destination countries. How are women migrant needs addressed in these bilateral labor agreements, and how will the State Party help prevent stigmatization for women victims upon return to Nepal? Are there pre-departure trainings or foreseen for women migrants on labor rights and gender-specific challenges? Is the State Party planning on installing these? And then I have also a few questions on the topic of prostitution. No progress seems to have been made to secure the rights of adult sex workers. As said, the conflation in the legal definition in the Trafficking Act between trafficking and prostitution significantly impedes the rights of sex workers. How and when will the State Party formulate a comprehensive policy and legislative frameworks to ensure women who engage in prostitution are legally protected from economic exploitation and prosecution, and establish a mechanism to monitor this? And how will the state party investigate, prosecute, and punish law enforcement officers for the harassment and extortion of sex workers, and ensure that victims are provided with gender-sensitive protection and support? And my last question is, will Nepal's federal government, along with its provincial and local governments, create programs to assist sex workers in leaving prostitution and entering new fields of work? I thank you for your attention, and I'm very interested in your answers on my question. Thank you.